The ear-splitting noise of the bells is at odds with the restful, gently sloping hills surrounding the traditional indigenous village of Zinakatan. Small green houses dot the rural landscape. Agriculture and flower cultivation are the principal activities here.
A very well-organized group of women that make different kind of handcrafts. The textiles, women embroiderers from Zinakatan, Chiapas.
My guide, Adrian Alacon, introduces me to Pascuala Vasquez Hernandez, who started a handicrafts consortium with 19 other women in 1990.
Pudimos sacar un apoyo préstamo del gobierno.
They organized in a big group to get some money from the government and to can have a nice job, to have another opportunity of life, because by herself it's very difficult. So they have to be organized, and in group it's very easier to get money.
Casada, pero no por mucho tiempo, nada más año y medio.
She was married, but the marriage was just 1 year and a half. Her husband abandoned her, so she has to fight for her family. She has one daughter. Her daughter has 18 years old, and now they are working together. Her daughter now has a beautiful girl here.
Ella tiene 10 meses.
The baby, who is strapped on Hernandez's back, gets impatient as her grandmother explains the kind of future she wants for her granddaughter.
She has 10 months. In March, she are going to have a year. And the future that she expect for her is that she could be assist to the school, that she has an education and a better life for her.
The Handicraft Center is abuzz with activity. The women are plying their crafts in a sunny courtyard with chickens, dogs, and small children running around. Some are weaving carpets. Others are embroidering shawls, dresses, and small purses. A few tourists examine the beautiful, brilliantly colored goods that are on display. I stopped to talk to 20-year-old Rosa Ernestina Hernandez Vasquez, who is weaving a carpet. She tells me she is unmarried and lives with her single mother and two brothers. She comes to work at this house every day.
Aparte, vivo con mi mamá y con los hermanitos.
My life is a little hard. People do not always buy my goods. They are always bargaining, and there is a lot of competition. I went to high school, and I would like to continue to go to school. I also want to continue to make embroideries. I would like to travel to other places to show off my culture.
Problemas más extremadas del estado de Chiapas.
María Gertrudis Hernández Hernández is a 25-year-old indigenous woman. She heads the state program for families and adoption in Tuxtla Gutiérrez. She says violence against women and children, aggravated by drugs, alcoholism, and machismo, is the biggest problem in the state. She says her agency informs women of their legal rights, tries to protect them from abuse, and helps them get some marketable skills.
El gobierno del estado tiene un albergue.
When a woman has problems in her home, she can live in a house for abused women for 3 months. These women are taught how to sew and to do other things. And when the women leave the house, the government finds them a job or helps them set up in a small business like making tacos.
The wife of the governor of Chiapas, Maria Isabella Sabines, is president of DIF, the Department for the Infancy and Families of Chiapas. She says women have few legal rights in Mexico, but this is beginning to change in Chiapas. In November 2007, she says the government created a new program which provides legal aid to abused women.
Si han sido, bueno, abusadas, es todo un proceso legal.
Years ago, a husband who beat his wife only got 3 months imprisonment. Now, they receive 7 years. The program also provides social assistance for battered women. They get psychological and medical help. They are given jobs, training, so they can become independent and are not forced to go back to their husbands.
Sabina says the program has raised the public's awareness that the abuse of women is not acceptable and will not be tolerated. Statistics indicate that interfamily violence has increased, but Sabinas argues the statistics are going up because more women are denouncing their husbands. She says women are learning to survive by themselves and are taking control of their lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.